Hi, it's Aaron Bergbusch, and welcome to Exercise 1 of Module 1 of Week 1. And I'm super excited you're here. Now, do I look excited? Maybe a little, but why am I wearing black? Dark. Dark colors. It looks like I'm going to a funeral. Well, the fact is, I am going to a funeral. And so are you, because exercise one is called Live Burial. It's going to be dramatic. Let's start things off with a bang here. And what's going to happen is you're going to be imagining the proceedings of your own funeral. You're going to be in the coffin, alive, witnessing, listening, hearing, seeing your own funeral unfold before you, hearing what everyone's saying. And then taken in the hearse to the cemetery, lowered into the ground, buried alive. It's going to be fun. Now, when I first did this exercise, I had moved across the country 4,000 kilometers, and I had this opportunity around then to take a long look. And what I noticed was I'd always followed two paths in my life. I'd had a career doing regular style jobs that, you know, I progressed somewhat in that area over the years, and I'd also kept all my musical opportunities alive as I went. But what had happened was I'd ended up along the way quitting all those regular jobs that I sort of had because I felt I had to have some kind of status, some kind of progression, right? And what I'd done though is I'd sabotaged it over the years. I'd ended up quitting all those jobs and investing every dime and every bit of time and foregoing relationships and travel and all sorts of things so I could isolate myself in my room and practice my music and record a studio album and play gigs and just keep the dream alive. But there I was, having moved across the country, and I realized I hadn't gotten anywhere. I hadn't gotten anywhere with anything. I mean, I didn't have any fans, really, and I was unemployed. And, you know, I was, at this point, bitter about it. I was cynical. I was just like, what was it all supposed to be about? I mean, I'd been so passionate, and I wanted to be so passionate, and it all had come to nothing. But this exercise, which I came across, and that's another story, you know, basically inspired me. It got me back on the path. It got me back in touch with the person who does music. And, you know, it cut through the bitterness and the cynicism. And basically, you know, I'd never given up on my dream, but it got me back believing in my dream. And there's a difference between never giving up and actually believing in it and knowing your reason why. And that's very powerful. And that's why we're going to start things off with this very powerful exercise. And this is how it's going to work. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need at least 30 minutes, probably more. And you're gonna need enough space where you can lie down, fold your hands like this on your chest, and imagine you're in the coffin, okay? And you're gonna imagine the entire proceedings of your funeral, and again, you can't move, and you can't make a sound. You're in there, you can't move, you can't make a sound, but you can hear everything. You know, you can hear the microphone check. You can hear people's noses sniffling and people coughing there in the pews of the church. You can smell the lemon oil cleaner in there in the church, and you can smell the perfume and the flowers. And you can hear the voices and the conversations and the speeches that people make. And you can feel the coffin lift in the air and hear the engine of the hearse and the shifting and the as it drives to the cemetery, and then smell the grass and hear the birds, and then hear the scraping of the shovel on the rocks and the dirt before it's scooped and put in a big crash onto the top of the coffin as you're lowered down into the ground. Okay, so you're going to use all five of your senses to make this as real for you as possible. And once you're done, you're doing all this with your eyes closed, but once you're done, I want you to write down what happened for you. What happened? And what you're going to need is a notebook. I mean, for this whole 5 weeks, you're going to need a notebook because it's in pen. So you're going to have to go to the dollar store, invest a few dollars, like $3, to get, a decent sized notebook, because you're going to get insights, you're going to have reflections, things are going to happen for you in this program, and you're really going to want to write them down. So that's something, I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but it's something you're going to need for this exercise as well. So what I'm going to do so that you understand exactly how this should proceed and unfold for you, what I've done is I've prepared an example, and there's going to be some pictures coming up, and I'm going to read out this example, and I want you to imagine it as it happens, just to give you an idea. Now, of course, this is done after the tradition of, the standard North American funeral. But if in your own tradition, you know that your funeral will be held very differently, in a different way, then I encourage you to make it as real for you as possible. Make all the adjustments you need to make so that what you're imagining is what you expect your own funeral, how you expect it might unfold more precisely. So anyway, here's the example, and hope you enjoy. You feel a bump as the hearse pulls to the curb. You hear the click and whoosh as the back opens. And then, with a jerk, you're lifted up into the air. You want to bang on the wood, but you can't. You want to scream out, "I'm alive!" But no sound comes. You rock gently side to side as you're carried up the steps and down between the pews of the church. There's a gentle thud as you're placed on the tablet. And after a while, you feel the presence of people in the room and more people entering the room. People you knew, people you've always known, your family, parents and children and childhood friends, aunts and uncles, neighbors, everyone is there. And you can hear them all. You know where they're standing. You can hear their conversations, the things they're saying. And you hear someone ask where the dinner's going to be after the funeral. Now the music begins. The celebrant says some opening words. There's a reading. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The silence is broken by a cough. You hear footsteps approaching the front and a muffled knocking as the microphone is adjusted. Now it's time for words from the family. Your mom gives a speech. You notice the tone in her voice. You can imagine her eyes and the way she's standing. She's talking about how you were when you were younger. Much younger. So full of life, such a big smile. And after your mom is finished, your brother says a few words. And then your father. You try to make a sound, you try to wave, you try with all your might to lift your leg, to flutter your eyelids, anything. But you can't move.
All you can do is listen. You're still alive. Can't anybody hear you? If only you could speak, if only you could move. But try as you might, you can't. All you can do is listen to what they're saying. After some time, the ceremony ends and you feel the floating sensation again as you're taken back to the hearse. You smell the faint but sharp odor of exhaust as the engine starts up. The hearse pulls away from the curb, and after what seems like an eternity, comes slowly to a halt. Then there's a crowd, a commotion. You're hefted into the air and carried along. You hear the swish of shoes in the grass, and you hear the birds, and you smell the fresh earth. And then you're set down. Sniffling noises and the sound of crying. And more words. You try again to call out, but instead, suddenly, there's a jolt as you're slowly lowered down. You hear the scraping of a shovel as it hits against a rock, and then a splash of dirt hits the coffin inches above your face. You're being buried alive. The sound of more dirt impacting all around you. The faint cracks of light disappear, and it all becomes even blacker in the coffin than before. It reeks of earth, and then... what's that? You start to feel something tickling against your leg, your back, your face. Worms and crawling bugs are beginning to creep along your body, squirming and looking for places to burrow, and they're finding ways to get in. But you're still alive. It's unbearable. You strain with all your might. You cry out. You jerk in all directions in a final massive convulsion. Your legs kicking, your arms smashing, and this time, somehow your body actually moves. With a humongous effort, you smash open the lid of the coffin and it explodes in a shower of wood and dirt as you sit up, coughing and spluttering, dirt in your mouth, dirt in your hair and down your back, and you scramble and slide and clamber desperately out of the hole. And at last, muscles aching and heart banging, you take in a massive gulp of air and flop on your back and on the grass. Deep, shuddering breaths rack your body as you look up in trembling relief and wonder at the beauty and magnificence of the stars. And then a hot, powerful flush of gratitude races through your veins, all the way from your toes to the hair on your head, causing your face to burn and your fingers to tingle. You're not dead yet. You're alive.
So do you think you can do this? Of course you can. Unless, of course, you're severely claustrophobic or have a clinical fear of the dark or of insects, in which case... you know, maybe it's not recommended, but use your judgment. The live burial exercise is really, it's a version of what is an ancient tantric exercise. So it's from India and it's thousands of years old. It's also found in a book by Paulo Coelho called The Pilgrimage, which I highly recommend. And what I just did there, what we just saw, that little video clip, I was describing a funeral in words and in pictures. But when you do this, you're going to be doing it in thoughts and in feelings, you know. And you may find you want to flesh out some parts more and have a lot less detail in other parts. And it might take you a while. It might take you a while to get into the spirit of it. And to really drill down into the reality of what it might be like at your own funeral. But, you know, to get the best results, you're going to want to go the distance. You're going to want to really get inside this. You know, you're going to want to make it your own. It's important that you make it your own. There are no right or wrong experiences or reflections. So just do it. You do it today, you could do it tomorrow, you could do it the day after tomorrow. do it. And, you know, really listen to what people are saying and listen to what they're choosing to remember as you go. And once you're done, of course, write down your reflections. And these could be on what happens during the exercise or about the exercise itself, your thoughts, your feelings, what you want, what you felt you wanted while doing it. And, you know, your reflections, you could do this immediately after, or you might do it over the course of a few days as new thoughts come into your mind when you're reflecting on it while doing the dishes or whatever. So write them all down, okay? And, you know, it's time. It's time for you to you know, say goodbye to the doubts and the confusion and get back in touch with the person that makes music. I mean, this is your time. So give it your best shot. Until soon, play all out, share all the way, get as big as you want, my friend. I'll see you in the next video.